That's okay, man. I'm keeping score. I owe you. All I can say is, may Jacinda give you yellow socks.
Yeah, or brown. She's done that too.
Oh, dear.
Oops, sorry about that. Forget the control key is the push-to-talk key on this thing, and I was trying to shut window eyes up.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was doing. I just adjusted mine, finally.
Hope, when's your next podcast?
It's actually in process as we speak. Well, not really as we speak. I mean, it's not happening right this moment, but I'm putting it together, getting all of my material together that I'm going to add to it and put on it and everything else. Wow, you listen? That's cool. Thanks.
What is your address, Hope?
Oh my gosh, I completely went blank. It's http://musicofhope.libsyn.com/RSS. And Music of Hope is all one word.
He has an awesome podcast.
Oh, thanks. Did you catch the Celtic ones?
It's one of the best podcasts I've come across. And I've seen quite a few. Blank Old Tech, Music of Hope, and there's a few others. And it's got some serious wow factor.
I don't know. You got a pretty good one yourself. And yes, I did catch the Celtic.
Wow, I'm honored. And thanks, Christian.
Between Celtic and reggae music, that's pretty much my two. Well, I say Celtic, reggae, and doo-wop. And I don't mean mid-60s either. I mean 50s. So that's basically the three kind of music that I listen to. And Christian's got the same kind of podcast I've got. We do reviews. And, of course, I do the sound scene tour thing. That's become my big thing. But Christian's got an awesome podcast. I like the one you did on the little on the wireless cable box.
The NetGem iPlayer, and that is a fantastic box. Have you seen the latest one? Well, you maybe have been on the FTP and got it. Where yesterday I was reinstalling a DVD rewriter drive, so I did that from a blind person's perspective, and it went together pretty well. So when that comes up on the site, then check that out if you haven't already. And I did an Olympus DM1. And I did another one on this headset as well. So there's three going up in the space of a few days, hopefully.
How much space does the DM1 have?
It comes with 128 meg. I think it's a MMC card. I think it will go up to a 256. So you can change them. But it's the voice quality is not really as good as something like a DS2. It's only using the digital speech standard, so the quality's not as good. But it's all right for doing lectures and things like that at college, which is what I mainly used to use it for.
And it's mono. All you need for dictation, though, really. You did a great job on that, and I appreciated your DVD installation podcast. I thought that was very well done, well thought out. Ed Alonzo also did one on the Blind Double Trouble podcast about installing a sound card, which I thought was neat, so... you did a good job on that.
Thanks for that. That's much appreciated.
I have a question for you guys. I am, since I got my headset, if I want to use my speakers, then I have to plug in the speakers. Or if I want to use the headset, then I have to unplug the speakers and plug in the headset. Do you guys know if there's like a switch box available, or how do you guys do that if you don't use USB microphones? Because if you use USB, that's, I guess it doesn't really matter. But
I have seen sort of devices like you put a jack in and it sort of splits off the two jacks. You put your speakers in one side and the headset earphones jack in the other side, and then you can just turn your speakers on and off at the power switch, assuming they're powered, and that would just generally work.
Yep, it's called a splitter, and Radio Shack or Circuit City would have it. Daryl Shandro did a whole podcast on going to get one.
Nice.
Do you have any traditional Scottish music? And I mean Scottish Gaelic. I don't mean English. Scottish Gaelic music.
I do. I do have some. I was going to make a Celtic 3 at some point and actually, you know, do traditional kind of stuff.
Well, my ancestors are Scots. Actually, they're border. My ancestors are border, what they call the borders between England and Scotland. And so my music is Scots. And so if you got it, that would be awesome, you know, to get some of that because I love it. I've got a bunch of bagpipe music over here, and I need some Gaelic music, and I also need to find a place online to buy penny whistles.
Okay, have you guys ever heard of... No, he's a Scottish guy. Have you ever heard of a guy called Billy Connolly? He does comedies and stuff. He's kind of funny. He sort of talks like this. He shouts the whole time like that. It's really funny.
I know who you're talking about because he was on Head of the Class about 10 years ago. And he did some stand-up skits on HBO.
Oh, you're right!
Hey, speaking of comedians, have you guys ever heard of Brian Regan? He's pretty funny.
I have! I actually have a CD of him. I have. He's very funny, actually.
Yeah, I have his Brian Regan Live. He's hilarious.
What I have as well.
Christian, have you got some stuff for Billy Connolly?
No, I don't have anything of his to hand, but I might be able to get hold of some MP3s or something from somewhere, probably.
Hey, Hope, if you're ever on Skype, maybe sometime I'll send you some files of some stuff that's not on his live CD. It's kind of funny.
Oh, very cool. All right, sounds great.
Where are you located at, Jeremy? You sound like you're from Iowa or somewhere.
North Dakota, actually.
I say something north. You sound a bit northern, like North Dakota, almost Canadian.
Hey, come on now. I don't walk around saying a boot.
Watch your mouth now. We're all Scots. Well, no, never mind.
I'm not Scottish. I'm more Irish than Scottish, you know. But it's all right, though, because I do accept and I do appreciate the Scottish music and the Scottish culture and everything else about it.
Well, there's absolutely nothing wrong with being Irish. But I'll tell you, there's nothing in the world like being Scots.
That was a good one. Absolutely spot on that. Nice one.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You can. I'm absolutely fascinated with that part of the borders because my ancestors are Jacksons, Brewsters, Hutchinsons, McAdamses, Alfords are from Lincolnshire, but most of my ancestors are from the area of what would be called Northumberland / Lothian.
That's amazing. I tend to use that word a lot, but I use it because I actually mean it. It just happens to be one of my words. I have lots of those.
And if you were wondering when Hope said nice earlier on, she's got that from me. That one's the one that she got from me a while ago.
I wish she got that.
Someone should call Larry and get him up on the site.
Completely agree. You know, we need his southern drawl. I mean, we have Shane's, but Larry's is a bit different.
Hey, I'm trying not to sound like a redneck. If you want to hear a real redneck, I can do that too. Remember, I have a brother.
No, you don't, actually. You sound like an educated man from Alabama.
Well, now, one day I'm going to do a podcast with that old Civil War accent that has become so famous on the movies for Southerners. You know the one I'm talking about there? And I've actually heard somebody use that type of accent. She's about 94 years old, and she tells stories, ghost stories, and she uses this kind of accent here. And so I got to do a podcast on dialect one day. That's one of my favorite things. And Jeff, we do need to get old Barry Squirt Gun up here.
You know, if you have Skype, we could do a dual cast and we can put it up on each other's casts and we could discuss dialects because I love dialects as well.
Well, Skype, you can put me on your Skype thingy because I got it. So we can do that gladly. And I would consider that absolute fun.
Ah, I would be as well. I'd be quite honored to have you on my podcast, you know.
You know, Larry has given out his cell phone number on his podcast numerous times. Have you guys noticed that?
It's not all he's given out. He's given out credit cards and everything. You know?
Yeah, he's a very trusting individual.
Yeah, or you just don't think about it. I mean, Clinton Library.
Yeah, I got this nice new stereo. No, I'm just joking. I wouldn't do that.
I like the way he talked to the Dell guy. Hey, look, we've already done that. Can we just get down to the real nitty-gritty here? This thing's a piece of junk.
That was great because, you know, he was nice, but he was firm, and he got his point across.
I wonder if he actually got the thing sorted because that hard drive error sounds pretty sort of terminal, really.
Yeah, I have a Dell, but I'm glad I haven't had to really use tech support because I don't think it would be a very good idea. But the laptop works fine.
Well, I've got a Hewlett Packard, so I'm praying every morning and every evening during my devotional that it won't mess up because I know Hewlett Packard tech support.
Hewlett Packard, as I call them. It's a nickname I've got for them because we used to have a Packard Bell. I nearly said Packard Hell because that's what I call the thing. And it was horrible. But the machine I'm using is a self-built thing. It's quite good. Got a couple of laptops as well, but the one I'm using right now is a self-built, all singing, all dancing, loads of stuff on it kind of machine.
Well, I'm scared of what's going to happen with this thing.
Hey, Daryl Shandro is going to be joining us in a minute here.
Oh, lovely!
Got him to come on.
Yes. No audio, Daryl.
Come on, Shandy. Pump it up.
Hey there. Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume. Dance. Dance.
Ding, 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 ding.
Daryl, don't do that again.
What?
Hello, Daryl.
You scared me, Daryl.
Poor Jeff.
Here, Karen over here. She's saying you scare us. Do keep your day job. No problem.
I'll do the dancing. Nobody can see.
No.
Hey, Daryl's a movie star.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, we'll see. One of the listeners and readers of Blind Access Journal asked me if I would participate in a project that he's working on. It's in the early stages, but it's going to be blindness, exploration of blindness, mobility, and accessibility. And it's he's interviewed a number of people, and he's going to put together a video, try to get it on something called the Independent Lens, which is a PBS project. So we'll see.
It's the only reason why I'm marrying you.
Oh, did you hear this girl over here? It's the only reason she's marrying me, because I'm becoming a movie star. Jeez. Wow. Hey.
She had to have a good reason, Daryl.
Guess that's just as good as any, huh?
Whatever works.
Joking.
Well, hey, I'm going to get going, so I'll talk to you guys later. Take care.
Good to know you, Jeremy, and let us know how you come out on your editor's search there.
Bye, Jeremy. And try and stay warm up there in North Dakota. My stepfather was up in North Dakota. He was in Fargo, and he got frostbite, whatever.
I guess there's definite benefits to getting married, huh, Daryl?
See you guys.
See you, Jeremy.
Well, that just leaves six.
One of the benefits is you're going to pay more taxes if you file right.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, that's a big bummer. That's crazy. Not this year, though, because we're getting married after, I believe there's a cutoff. I think it's like... we'll have to check the rules on that, but we might not have to do it this year.
Your next podcast, Daryl.
Before this one?
Yeah, we're going to do one this afternoon.
You filmed the rain.
Yeah, I did some audio footage of the rain.
It's unusual here, 250 days without rain.
Some huge number of days. I think it's like more like 180 days or something.
No, it's like, I don't know, it's like...
But it's...
It's like 100... Well, it's like 150 or 200 or something, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a long time without rain here.
Well, this is your most loyal listener. Just curious, I'm waiting.
It's Shane, hey, yeah.
Hey, Shane.
Yeah, did you hear Karen say hi? Yep, we'll try to get one out this afternoon. I'm sorry I've been a little quiet lately.
Hi, Karen, we heard that.
Heard and witnessed.
Hi there, Hope. I don't think I've ever heard you on anywhere.
Hope doesn't know me.
Nope. We're going to get you on the BCT list and on the podcast. Mm-hmm. But, anyhow, wow.
Cold and rainy here.
Yeah, it's only getting up into the upper 50s here. It's just a rainy day. Cloudy. I love it, actually.
It's sunny down here. No rain, and it's about 60. Okay, everybody. Don't you all think Karen should do her own podcast called The Musings of Karen?
Absolutely.
Hi, Karen. No, well, I know you. I know you from the podcast. And I've been on Blind Cool Tech a few times. I was in the talent show, and I was in a couple of various other things.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, she doesn't want to do it.
It'd be future, you know, it could be like, you know, bridal musings. It could be future bridal musings or something like that. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? Just thoughts from a bride's perspective. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Usually when you're married, the husband and wife do them together. Like every time we do a sound seeing tour, it's usually Abby and me that do the sound seeing tour, so you get to hear both of us.
Yeah, we've done that in the past. I don't think you know.
We don't really have an update on the wedding plans. We're still working on them, though.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not gonna do any.
But she won't. We can't get her to do it on her own. Darn.
I'm just joking.
Hmm.
I don't have a talent for it.
No, that's not true. Mm-mm.
Jeff, do you still have your other podcast, your church cast?
Mm-mm. Nope. I think they should just elope and podcast their wedding in Las Vegas.
The Elvis Love Chapel drive-through.
Be a heck of a lot cheaper. You know, you could probably do it for a weekend for, you know, $200-$300.
Oh, man.
No, that's not really our style.
No, you guys will get a podcast of the wedding, though.
Yes, we're not doing a video. We're gonna do an audio though. Good quality equipment. Do an audio. Just less than 3 months away.
We want a podcast of the whole trip.
Yeah, sorry.
If you put a few binaurals into that lovely Edirol machine that you have, because I've got one as well, and I love it, it works beautifully.
We have the giant squid microphones. But, you know, depending on what I'm doing, for something quick to, you know, the internal mics on that thing are pretty darn good, too. Yeah, but I think this afternoon we're just going to do a short one with podcast or with Cast Blaster, and I think that I'm going to include some of this rain footage that I did and kind of work with that a little bit. I got beta number 61 of Cast Blaster, so I need to check it out for Mike. So that's a good a reason as any.
When you say giant squid, are you using the T-shaped mic or are you using the separated mics? What are you using from Squid?
I was going to say I'm using an iRiver myself for doing recordings of podcasts, and it's not bad, but I want an Edirol.
Well, you know, there are advantages and disadvantages to both. But back to the mics for a minute there, Shane. I have the Griffin T-mic. And then the giant squids are the binaurals that you clip on.
Griffin's tinny.
Yeah, the Griffin's a little tinny. But with the iRiver, I really like it with the iRiver because I don't get all that clipping that I get with anything else that's connected to the iRiver. Not with the Griffin, I don't, though. It doesn't pass through all the bass frequencies. For some reason, that's what gets clipped, so I don't know. Anyway, yeah, the Edirol is the greatest, but it's I would not use it for sound a lot of sound seeing.
It's a bit on the expensive side too.
It is it's a little larger. It's a bit on the large side, and it's a bit on the expensive side to risk taking it out and possibly dropping it, as there's no way to. There's really not a good form-fitting case that would allow you to strap it onto something. I would not just carry the thing around without.
But they do have some protection. Good cases that fits it for Target.
Yeah.
I want a Target.
But that's still, even still, that's a bag. It's not a case for like carrying it for sound seeing. But it is a nice little bag
for it.
Like, yeah.
It doesn't have a strap.
Yeah, anything. It's sort of like the case that the Pac-Mate comes with.
Right.
It's just
a
sleeve. So, yeah, there are some definite advantages and disadvantages to both. I wouldn't chuck the iRiver anytime
but
soon.
It's a little more pricey than the
too.
Yeah, they're coming out with the R09 in April. I'd be interested to see. I hear it's supposed to be smaller.
Yeah, my thought on it from all that I've read so far is smaller and still usable, but not quite as inherently accessible as the R1.
As long as I'm able to memorize the menus, that's accessible enough for me as far as a recorder goes. It beats the Milestone recorder. No thanks.
Yeah. What was that?
I honestly don't know how Steve can sleep at night. Trying to sell that thing. I'm sorry. Just yuck.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. I hope there'll be one at CSUN. I would like to see it just so that I know what we're talking about hands on, but I think I upset some people with my certain person with my podcast about it, but I don't know. I don't think it's a good deal.
Well, he should be upset, and frankly, I think he did a disservice to his reputation in this market by supporting such a device.
That was Bob coming back in here.
Yeah, hello, y'all. This is Robert Carter. Thanks for making use of this and trying it out. I won't promise to be totally attentive because I'm listening to a North Carolina basketball game, and I'm a very avid Tar Heel fan. It was my undergraduate school, so but I'm sort of here.
Wait a minute. Who are they playing today? They're not playing Duke yet, are they?
No, they're playing Boston College for the semifinal ACC game, but if they win, they will play Duke tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought they played tomorrow. Yeah, and you know they have a darn good chance of beating Duke again.
I could go for that.
Yeah, likewise.
If they beat Duke again, Duke may lose their number one seed.
That is correct.
That would be a very cool thing.
Wow, that would be something.
I didn't mean to disrupt the conversation, whatever you guys were talking about. Carry on. I just sort of butted in here.
Well, that's fine. But it will.
Just be a butthead anytime, huh?
Yeah, get your big butt in here anytime.
yeah, butthead.
Ooh, I didn't realize Hope was recording this session. I would have never said that stuff.
I don't know how. I think I accidentally did because I was in, and I don't know how to stop it because I was, I think I did it by accident. I was doing an, I was thinking I was in another window. How do you stop it?
Don't stop it. Put it up as a podcast on Vine Cool Tech.
I don't even know how to. I didn't even know I was, so here we go.
Well, if you go back into your file menu, I bet it says Alt-R for record. I bet it will say Alt-R for stop. I bet that will have been changed to stop now, so you can probably just go back to your file menu, down arrow, and press enter on it, and it will probably stop it.
Yeah, there's a sound effects button here, too.
Where do you get the vocalized client from that you're using? Because I was thinking about sticking it up on my little web space, but I don't know whether you have to buy it or whether you can just download it from somewhere. I'm just curious, because I'm sort of toying with the idea.
Daryl can speak to that, because I think you you bought some space, didn't you, Daryl?
Yeah, I got a room, a small one. You don't download the client separately. So you, whenever, the first time you join a room that requires it, you get the opportunity to download and install it at that time. So there's not a separate link to it, per se. At least not that I know about.
If you want to have your own room, you have to purchase the server side, actually, is what you have to buy.
That's right, yes. You don't purchase a client. That's free.
Ah, right. That's maybe what I was thinking of, the server side bit. That's what I think I meant. I just got the wording a bit wrong. Interesting.
Hey, Daryl, I canceled the Best Western today.
Oh, cool. I was just thinking about that. I was just going to ask about it later. Cool. I'm so glad we got that other one. So glad we got the Marriott.
You going to have wireless up there?
I hope it's going to be better than it was last year.
Ugh, I know. It was terrible last year. I got connected in a few places around the hotel, though. But, yeah, we have the wired. I guess we can split that up or whatever, and we'll get the wired access. And then I'm going to bring my wireless router and see if we can set that up so that we can share it at least.
Jeff, did you decide to go with the Olympus WS320M?
No, I'm going to stick with my iRiver. I'll tell you, Larry didn't do it justice when he did that last podcast with the Olympus. Man, that thing sounded like crap.
Yeah, royally. And the Olympus is, I mean, the whole WS line, I'm sorry, but the DS2 pumped bad enough, but the whole WS line that I've heard, the 200 and the 310, the 320, all of them pump. I mean, pump really bad, regardless of whether you're using an external mic or the inline mic, I mean, the inboard mic, and that's because of that limiter. And Larry just proved my point big time.
You can get the iRiver to do the limiting thing if you turn on the auto gain, but I generally try and set the levels as best I can, but it's not easy on that thing. So I've got the iRiver H340, and it's a good player, but the thing that annoys me about it with its internal microphone is it has a nasty habit of sort of making the occasional humming noise when the hard drive kicks in to buffer the data that it's recording. But with external mics, it would probably work quite well.
Yeah, Jeff and I have the IFP series, the little lipstick or fingernail polish looking IFP 799, 899. They're the same player almost except for the layout. And they clip at the low end, big time, the bass clips. But overall, they're excellent, and they don't have auto gain on the external mic line in. You only have auto gain on the, or auto, you know, the limiter on the internal mic. And so you don't have to worry about that limiting deal. And I'm sure that's got its advantages, but I just can't stand to listen at it when it's pumping like that.
We should compare notes about what levels you use on your iRiver.
Yeah, some of my podcasts clip at the high end because I turn the level up as loud as I can get it. I usually run it full tilt to get the full ambience. And when I was using a friend of mine's 899, I discovered that the levels are actually lower on the, in other words, the highest setting would be lower on an 899 than it would be on a 799. It may have just been a defect in his unit, but I did discover a big difference. Kurt Tucker at the Alabama Council of the Blind State Convention this year or last year had one, and I helped him set it up. And the 799 seemed to be louder than the 899.
I generally set the levels on the 340 to about 8, I think it is, something like that. But I'm still experimenting with the thing, trying to get the best results and keep the ambience and get rid of the distortion off the internal mic. With externals, the levels are lower, which is quite good, but I just don't currently have a decent external. I borrowed one to discover that the levels were lower, but I don't actually currently have one that will work too well.
Daryl, what do you have your level set to?
It's 52 right now.
No, on your iRiver, Daryl.
On the iRiver.
On your 899, what do you have the external mic level set to?
52.
Oh, okay. What does it go up to?
I believe the upper limit's 64 on that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hey, guys, my wife just let me know that our evening is about to begin, so we're going to go out and have a nice meal and get together. And let's see. Jeff, Daryl, Hope, Frank, and Christian, and Rob, it's been a pleasure. And I'm going to come back and do this because this is just totally awesome. So you guys take care, and I'll certainly talk to you sooner rather than later. And 7-3 to the ham operators on frequency. I'll catch you at a later date, guys. Thanks for the wonderful afternoon.
See you later, Shane. Thanks a lot. It was cool to talk to you finally.
Bye, Shane.
Yep, take care, Shane. Bye, Shane. Karen says bye, too.
Take care, Shane. It's been nice talking to you.
All right, Shane, have yourself a good one. I'm not a ham operator, but I'm an XCB operator.
1%.
So 73's to you as well, and have a good one, and it was nice finally getting to chat with you. So take 0%. Care of yourself.
So long, Shane. Whoops, so long, Shane. Have a good afternoon.
Robert Carter, 5%.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Frank. 2%. We are from Fresno. I just wanted to tell you thanks for setting this whole thing up, and it seems 0%. Like everything is working out real good, so thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's absolutely brilliant. Does anybody know, does it like run 24/7 or is it only up certain times? I was just curious because I'm planning to come back here fairly regular, I think.
I think it's going to be 24/7.
That's the plan, at least for now. We'll see how it all works out ultimately. But the plan right now is to make it available 24/7 and see how we use it.
It's not costing you anything, is it, Robert?
Let's just say I'm working things out with George.
Okay, because if it is, then we should talk about maybe getting some money to you.
Yep.
Don't need money. Don't need money. May want Blind Cool Tech users to help out a little bit with some testing later on and some different things that we're looking at, but don't need money.
We're there.
I'm trying to figure out this text chat deal. Do any of y'all know how to use this thing really well?
I'm going to duck out, guys. I'll catch all of you later.
Take care, 1%. Jeff.
Take care, Jeff.
See you later, Jeff.
Bye, Jeff.
See you later, Jeff.
Carrie's got to work on the church bulletin, so see ya.
That's got a deadline probably of tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And since church is at 8:30 in the morning, she's got to get it done tonight. So. Oh, wait, before I leave, is anyone using any players which will play protected WMA?
I'm not sure whether the iRiver H340 does or not. I haven't got any protected WMA to test it with, but it does play ordinary WMA files because I've got a few that I tried, but I'm not sure about protected ones.
Judy Dixon is recommending the Muvo Mix for $60 from Amazon.com.
That's what Megan Kelly just bought. She was wondering about protected WMA as well. Yeah. That's what she said. She was going to get one. She got it from Amazon. I don't know what she paid for it. I think she had a gift certificate or something, but she's pretty excited about it.
Does that how much space does that have, and does it play Audible content too?
Yes, it does play Audible, and it's got 512 megs.
Is there a 1 gig version of that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Something just happened to my computer. Back in a second.
Okay, so that's the Muvo Mix, M-U-V-O-M-I-X?
Yeah, that's right.
I thought they were 128.
I have a Muvo 128, but my God, you can hardly put anything on that thing.
Well, I have a good friend who just bought the Mix, and he said it was 512.
Hmm. And that does, I wonder if that plays the Net Library audiobooks.
Yes, it does. That's what he bought it for.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm off to Amazon. See you guys later.
On your question of the text, I think you just type in text and hit enter, and it goes to everybody. I haven't done this in quite a while, but I think it works something like that.
Well, I thought you could go to a list view of all the people in the room and then choose one person that you wanted to text message and tab and then write the message, but I'm not actually seeing that yet on the screen. I just haven't quite figured it out.
You see where there's a list of attendees? I'm starting from there. You shift tab. I think there's an edit field, and then you shift tab again.
0%.
And there's a combo box, and it says everyone. So then you go down.
8%.
You go down, and you see the individual persons, and then you tab again to the edit field, and you type, and I think you hit enter. I think that's how it works.
Yep, I got it. Makes sense.
It's okay, guys. Zoom computer state is normal again. Phew.
That can never happen. I've never known my computer to be normal.
Mine is never normal. I'm amazed when it works for an entire day.
Well, mine's as normal as I'd expect it to be at the moment. There's a few problems with it, but it's running. That's as much as I can say.
I don't think I know a computer user that's normal.
I know I'm not.
I'm forever looking for ways of improving my machine, so I'm definitely not normal.
Well, I'm the one that said it, so I must have a reason.
I would hate to be normal. I see you're still recording, Hope. Did you never get it turned off, or did you just decide it was such valuable information that it was worth recording?
I guess it didn't turn off. I thought that there was the Altar you said to turn it off. I'm going to try again. Hold up.
How does it actually tell us that somebody is recording? Is there a flag that's set somewhere that displays, or does it just have the word recording next to a person's name?
Well, I'm using Window Eyes, and when I arrow down to Hope's name,